We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service comes to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alan A. Craig speaking. We're thankful you're tuned our way, and we're trusting you'll stay with us, trusting the Lord will use us and make our broadcast a blessing to you. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for your rich blessings to us. We're thankful for the gift of your dear Son who came into this world and sacrificed his life so that we could be cleansed from a life of sin and have a pure heart and live a holy life. These things are blessings from thy bountiful hand, and we thank you for them. Now we thank you for our congregation, and we're trusting as this service goes forth, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject today is defiling the temple of God. And we'll read first from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. And then in the sixth chapter of 1 Corinthians, we read verses 19 through 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Paul speaks of us individually being the temple of God. The scriptures also speak of us as a collective body being the temple as well. The words defile and destroy come from the same root word. And in our text, we see two very serious possibilities. One can be guilty of defiling or destroying the temple of God. As a result, God will destroy them. First, I will refer briefly to the literal temple that the Jews rebuilt in Jerusalem after they had returned from Babylon. The Lord had put it in Cyrus's heart to allow the Jews to return to that city, and the temple that Solomon had built had been destroyed, and God allowed the Jewish people to return to their homeland, and they rebuilt the literal temple. It is true that in the Old Testament, God dwelt in literal temples. He dwelt in the tabernacle back in the wilderness. He dwelt in Solomon's temple, and then he dwelt in this temple also. And whenever Herod rebuilt the temple there in Jerusalem in the times of Christ, the Spirit of God, or God through the Spirit, dwelt there. But in the New Testament, we find that the temple of God is not a temple made by hands. It is not a brick and mortar or stones or wood. But according to the scripture that I just read, Paul tells us that our bodies are the temple of God. And if we defile the temple of God, and that's talking about our bodies, then God will destroy us. Now, we can destroy our bodies individually, and we can destroy the temple collectively. But let me first look in the book of Galatians for what we find there in regard to us individually defiling our body. We read in Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 19, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Now, I'd like to give you some information in regard to the ways that people do defile their bodies. Doctors have known for years that smoking causes most lung cancers. It's still true today, when nearly 9 out of 10 lung cancers are caused by smoking cigarettes. In fact, smokers have greater risk for lung cancer today than they did in the 1960s. One reason may be charges in how cigarettes are now made and what chemicals they contain. Smoking tobacco and drinking a lot of alcohol are the main risk factors for cancer of the larynx, and that's the voice box, in the Western world. Alcohol and cigarettes contain chemicals that increase the risk of cancer. alcohol-related motor accidents are the second leading cause of teen deaths in the United States. And notice this, secondhand smoke. Now, that's not the person that's smoking the cigarette, but someone who is around those that do and are breathing their secondhand smoke. Secondhand smoke causes disease and premature death in non-smoking adults and children. Exposure to secondhand smoke may increase the risk of heart disease by an estimated 25 to 30%. In the United States, exposure to secondhand smoke is thought to cause 34,000 deaths from heart disease each year. And what about those who actually smoke? In the United States, tobacco is responsible for nearly 1 in 5 deaths, and that this equals about 480,000 deaths every year. Tobacco users accounts for at least 30% of all cancer deaths, causing 87% lung cancer deaths in men and 70% of lung cancer deaths in women. Now, drugs. In the United States, in 2007, a national survey on drug use and health showed 19.9 million Americans, or 8% of the population aged 12 or older, used illegal drugs in the month prior to the survey. Marijuana impairs short-term memory and judgment and distracts perception. It can impair performance in school or at work and make dangerous to drive. There are other harmful effects. There was an article in our local paper a few days ago about two places being chosen where marijuana could be grown for medical purposes here in our own Washington County. This was in Friday's local paper in Berkeley County, a neighboring county over in West Virginia. Over the first 7 months of this year, 45 deaths was caused by heroin and opiate overdose. One county official said he believed that is conservative. In other words, he thought the number was larger than that. There is a drug-induced death in the U.S. every 13 minutes. Notice that. Every 13 minutes, there is a drug-induced death. Now, in 1 Corinthians 1 and 10 through 13, Paul has received a report that there were contentions among them. Some were saying they were of Paul, and some of Apollos, and some of Peter, and some of Christ. A party spirit was working among them, and that's a way that a congregation or the church as a whole can be defiled. Now, Paul asked them, is Christ divided? Christ taught unity. Their division perverted some members from receiving spiritual meat. I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. For you are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, you are yet carnal. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Now, we read in the Word of God in Galatians 5 and 15, this, "But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another." We're talking about how we can defile the church of God, which is to be the temple of God, and also through destructive doctrines, the church can be defiled. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in wrong teachings, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. So we read in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Paul also warned of grievous wolves entering in among the saints, and of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. The letters in Revelation speak of Balaam and Jezebel, among others, and Balaam was hired to curse Israel after they had come out of Egypt and were headed for the Canaan land, and Balak hired him to curse him, but God would not allow him to do so. But before Balak sent Balaam home, he gave Balak some advice. "You take your beautiful women and let them mingle with the Israelitish men and see what you can do to influence them to commit fornication and also to worship their gods." And they did just exactly that. And you know what? According to Numbers chapter 25 and verse 9, God struck those, or Moses rather, had them slain, those that had gone with those women and had worshipped their idols. Moses struck them dead or had them to be killed. And there was 24,000 of them that were slain because they had gone after the flesh and after false gods. Where a worldly spirit is allowed to enter in, the temple is being defiled. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If any love the world, the love of the Father is certainly not there. They are defiling the temple of God and being unequally yoked together with religious people who do not really know God is another way to defile the temple of God. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. Therefore, having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." And that's 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. How will God destroy those who defile the temple? By cutting them off. Jesus warned his disciples they would be cut off if they did not bear fruit. Paul warned Christians they would be cut off if they did not remain faithful. Jesus told the congregation at Laodicea that he would spew them out of his mouth because they were lukewarm. He would have them hot or cold and not lukewarm. He would have them really living the life or not professing at all. Because they were lukewarm, Jesus said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And that congregation professed to be Church of God. And so Jesus Christ will reward people by taking away the reward. In the parable of the talents, Jesus took away the talent of the one who did his and hid his in the ground and did not use it. The one that received five made gain five more, and he was commended. The one that was given two gained two more, and he was commended. But the one who hid the one talent that given him, the talent was taken away from him, and he was called cursed. By consigning them to eternal destruction is another way they shall be rewarded. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather them out of his kingdom, all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. Being a part of the temple of God is a wonderful blessing, for the Spirit of God dwells in the saved and sanctified saints of God. In one sense, the temple of God cannot be destroyed, for the kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom. But on the other hand, we as temples for God can fail of the grace of God, and that is why we need to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us today, and we invite you to tune in next week when we bring you another Way of Truth broadcast. Amen.